Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. This is Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Gold at 4P.
On kaya959.
On the street.
On the air.
Now, every day on the show, you typically hear me talk about the markets, right? And I tell you what the All Share Index is doing. And then we fast track to the global markets. What we're seeing with the S&P 500, the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ in the US, and of course, European markets and the Chinese equity space. And all of this might just be numbers, but truly there are numbers and opportunities to invest in the offshore and global market that we also have as South Africans. And whilst it can be intimidating, because typically we as South Africans have a home country bias, we do need to be mindful that there are ways and opportunities to actually have our money work for us in a different land, on a different stock exchange, earning a different currency, and all of that contributing to our wealth creation strategies. So when you have your car, your pension, your property, and your cash in South Africa, why not explore opportunities to invest offshore? But someone who's going to help us understand the risks and the rewards of doing so is Institutional Clients Manager at Allan Gray, Horatia Naidu McCarthy. Such a pleasure to have you and welcome to the show.
Hello, Guru. It's an absolute privilege to be on the show, and a very good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much. These kind of conversations excite me, Horatia, and I love the job that you do because you are going to help us contextualize perhaps the benefits of investing offshore. And maybe let's start there. Typically, when we say offshore investing, everyone thinks the U.S. equity space, but the world is so much bigger than that, and we need to understand how South Africa plugs into that, right? So maybe let's contextualize that first.
Absolutely, and that's a great place to start. So you mentioned, you know, how does South Africa plug into the global market, equity market? And really, when you consider your investment portfolio, it would be foolish not to consider the other 99.7% of the market. So with that in mind, there are so many reasons why you should take money offshore and so many benefits to it. But I think the most compelling one for me is really it comes down to spreading your investment risk across geographies, across economies, and to make it more real, you mentioned the NASDAQ as you did your introduction, 100%. In 2022, the NASDAQ delivered minus 30%, and yet Brazilian and Indian equities delivered positive returns. Oh. So spreading investment risk is important. Another benefit is that it gives you access to opportunities that aren't available locally. So a good example is you don't have a listed biotech sector in South Africa. You know, we're all talking about this clean energy transition. Mm-hmm. One example is an opportunity in lithium. We don't have access to that locally. Right. It's poised to play a big role in energy storage. So that may be something, you know, worth considering. It's an example of the kind of investments we can find in the global market. Another benefit is it gives you the ability to earn returns from different asset classes at different times. So if local equities are being punished, perhaps global equities, you know, can kind of hold up the portfolio. The same is true if global equities being punished, maybe local bonds provide an opportunity. And so essentially the thread that threads all these benefits is that of diversification. Mm. And, you know, being a South African, you know, taking pain at the pumps when you go fill up petrol,
right,
it'd be remiss of me not to have the benefit of protecting against local currency risk.
Mm.
We all know just how volatile the rand is. And so by taking money offshore, it provides some type of protection against the fluctuations that we're seeing in our local currency, the rand.
I recall a time where taking your money offshore was quite a complex structure and one assumed that you needed to be filthy rich in order to do so. But that's not the case, right? So help us understand how South Africans can get offshore investment exposure.
100%. You know, it's not about, you know, vast amounts of wealth having access to these opportunities available offshore. And really it comes down to access via unit trust. You can have a local manager with a unit trust that has offshore exposure. Another avenue is to find an offshore manager and invest directly. That being said, it is incredibly important to always keep front of mind what your investment goals and objectives are. Balance that with what your appetite for risk is, as well as what's the lifestyle factors which stage of investing are you at? Mm. And often I say, you know, lean on the advice from an experienced and trusted financial advisor to take you on that journey when it comes to offshore investing.
Definitely. And maybe let's also understand, you know, how much to take offshore, because we're well aware that there are certain regulations that govern how much money as a maximum you can take offshore without there being any major implications. Mm-hmm. But is there a golden ratio or an amount, a sum that we can manage?
So, yeah, you mentioned a good point. Regulation 28, yes. You know, offshore limits at about 45%. That being said, there is no one-size-fits-all approach. And, you know, this feeds into my previous point of, like, where are you and what is your risk tolerance? How, what are your investment objectives? And ultimately, what's your investment goals? And so that is something that you need to have both the benefits and the risks in mind when you decide how much money you can comfortably take offshore.
Yes. Definitely. And that's important because it does play a role in terms of understanding the length of time of the investment, where you are in your life. And of course, risk certainly plays a role. Something that also typically plays a role, and I'm throwing this one in there because for the longest time, whenever the currency weakens to the dollar, everyone's like, take your money out of South Africa. Things are terrible. And that's the worst time to actually relocate capital offshore. When we talk about the rand strengthening to the US dollar as it is now, this is actually an opportune time. So how often or should we be looking at currency fluctuations and how they play an influence in our offshore allocations?
That's a great question. And I'm so glad you brought it up because it's one of the risks that we often see playing out when people think about offshore investing. It's almost counterintuitive. You know, the rand weakens, and as you said, we rush to kind of take our money offshore. And I use the example of an expensive French handbag.
Yes.
You never want to buy that French handbag when the rand is trading at 19 rand to the dollar. You want to buy that handbag when we're trading at 17 rand to the dollar, yes, as an example. You're essentially buying an investment at a far higher price when you take money offshore when the currency is weak. So there is never a perfect time to time, you know, exchange rate fluctuations, but they no doubt have an impact on your investment.
Definitely.
And, you know, the best thing I can say is, you know, consider taking money offshore when the rand puts you in a decent position. So a stronger rand and more bang for your buck.
100%. When you speak handbags, Arashia, you're speaking my language. You have all of my attention. But you mentioned a very important point as well, right? We've spoken about some of the rewards associated with investing offshore in order to diversify your investment approach. But are there any risks that we need to be mindful of?
Absolutely. I think with every investment, there's always a risk-return trade-off to consider. So, yes, there are benefits to taking your money offshore. It's incredibly important for you to be cognizant and mindful of all the risks of actually investing in foreign jurisdictions. And for one that comes to mind immediately is really the risk of the unknown. You're entering markets where they have different regulations, different economic systems and culture and customs. And, you know, one such example is regulatory changes. You were talking about China, the Chinese equity market. You have changes in regulation that have far-reaching impacts on certain tick shares, for example, which has an impact on your portfolio. It's well worth keeping those in mind, that there may be unquantifiable risks of going into these markets. Other risks that come to mind, I mean, you're entering, you know, a year of global and local elections.
Yes.
It's on everyone's mind. There's a degree of political uncertainty. So political and economic risks are also another one to be mindful of. That being said, you know, political uncertainty can have an impact on your investments, but often the economic situation of a country and GDP growth is not a strong determinant of the local listed equity market and may provide opportunities, especially for, you know, bottom-up investors like ourselves to find opportunities. So Japan, which is, you know, kind of the darling at the moment when it comes to, you know, offshore investing outside of the U.S., they have a pretty lackluster 2023 in terms of GDP growth. But the local listed market, the TOPIX, returned 25% for the year. Closer to home, we look at South Africa and you think, wow, it's very uninspired, yes, economic growth. But if you look at the JSE, you have these locally listed businesses which are essentially international businesses. They derive the majority of their income offshore. It's like your Anheuser and your Mondi, your Richemont. And here you're getting potentially double-digit returns from very good quality businesses.
Mm.
So, you know, there in the risk lies, you know, the potential for return. We talked about currency risk and, you know, taking your money offshore at the wrong possible times. If you want investors looking to invest in foreign, like frontier equity, emerging markets, for example,
yes.
another risk worth considering is liquidity risk.
Yes.
You know, if you think getting about the life out. Stage, exactly, getting money out. How quickly can I get my money out?
Mm.
If you're early in your journey of investing, then access to capital is not such a big deal. But if you start approaching your retirement age, then access to capital and capital protection is important. So it's well worth considering how quickly can I get my money out.
Yep.
And then, of course, hidden costs. We're all aware of transactional charges, but over and above, there may be exchange control regulations or tax implications. And so it sounds very daunting, and I've tried to make you mindful of the risk, but it's important to have a full and clear idea when heading into offshore markets,
very
knowing
true.
That there is always a trade-off between the benefits and the risks.
100%. But if you find the right partner, speak to a financial planner, it becomes a lot easier to navigate that journey. Certainly.
Absolutely.
So, Horatio, such a pleasure speaking to you this evening. I've thoroughly enjoyed this conversation, and thank you for making it easier for us to comprehend the opportunities we should explore offshore.
Absolutely.
This is Kaya Biz.
Fantastic. That's Horatia Naidu McCarthy, who's joined us as Institutional Clients Manager at Allan Gray, joining us this evening to help us unpack the risks and rewards of investing offshore. Helping you secure your future was brought to you by Allan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.